good and save yourselves a gob of money.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have coming at you live every weekday from 2 to 3 p.m. and on Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. You have with you on this, well, cloudy day here in Minnesota, Monday, November 28th, 2011. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, we do hope that you had a good Thanksgiving weekend. Indeed, I'm sure you did. And if you didn't, that's why you're here today, because we can just, you know, folks, let me say it this way, folks. Behind the darkest cloud,
that's right,
the Sons of Liberty is always shining. And forget that not. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-choicers, the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Folks, again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why? As you all say in concert with me, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And as you all know, the Sons of Liberty are turning talk radio into do radio because we are the cleanup crew. You have got to be kidding me. She is still out in left field, isn't she?
What's going on? Huh?
She's like looking out there like, oh.
Are you guys on the radio?
Was I supposed to like get some, I don't know, audio of a guy knocking it out of the park with three guys on the bases?
The cleanup hitter?
The cleanup crew.
That's right.
Okay.
Number four.
That's right. So, anyways, in saying that, Jake, you want to say hello?
Yes, sir. It's good to be back. I hope your weekend was fantastic. And, folks, there is a lot going on over the weekend that many of you maybe weren't aware of. One of the big topics right now that's been talked about, as a matter of fact, the ACLU, out of all people, has brought it up, and we'll cover it later on in the show. But there's a new bill, the National Defense Authorization Act bill. And it's coming as a bipartisan this little sneakiness that they're trying to sneak into. It is coming from the bipartisanship. It's not Republican or Democrat. It's just tyranny-minded. And we're going to cover that more on the show.
And it's all in the name of, or all under the guise of, defense.
Of course. Defense and security. It's always just
and
security.
And it's completely the opposite of its definition,
yes.
Once again.
Yep. Kind of like Patriot Act. How patriotic is it to put shackles on your fellow Americans as they walk through an airport, and the man holding the keys is none other than a man who's a foreigner? Is that patriotic? Well, we need more patriotic people.
Or what we can do is just make
turbans.
The Homeland Security commercials out to be white people setting off bombs in New York rather than...
those crazy white guys with kids. I mean, come on.
I don't know.
Christian
Tea Party. Isn't that what we've been inundated with over the last 10 years? Right. Is how we're under a Muslim attack in this country, and yet we have Muslims and we have an administration advocating the Muslims having it their way in this country.
Boldly and blatantly. That's right.
Yeah.
Part of their campaign tactics for the past 6 months, blatantly. Something like, those crazy white guys that want to see black people hanging from trees, right?
Yeah.
Or, those crazy Tea Partiers, that's the real problem in America. Or those sons of, what would you say?
Liberty.
Yeah, well, sons of liberty, but this man called them sons of female dogs.
Bad name.
That's right, yeah. Bad name.
Bad.
But you know, but that's okay.
Bad politician, Jake.
But that's
politics,
okay.
By the way, politician is not a good word, folks.
That's right.
It's supposed to be a statesman or a stateswoman. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, define.
I was going to say, poly means many, and ticks are blood-sucking creatures. When you debase yourself to become a politician... And engage in politics.
It's debasing. That's right. The definition of a politician is debasing.
It's praying.
Now, politics is the science and the art of governments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's good.
Yeah.
That's all good.
Not when it's many blood-sucking creatures. Though.
Notice again the word science came up in the art of government. Because science, again, is what? The study of
creation.
Oh.
Exalting the creator.
You guys are getting weird on me.
Is that biblical?
I don't know.
Bible again?
I don't know. Are we being sarcastic? Maybe just a little bit.
You know,
but here, let me tell you about a guy named Napoleon Bonaparte. He had enough common sense. Listen to what Napoleon Bonaparte said. Listen to what he said. The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it.
Yeah.
He's exactly right, and I'll say it again.
History proves it.
The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Not some,
That's
all
right.
that oppose it.
That's right. Including tyrants, and history proves it, folks. It says in the Bible... For the transgression of the land, many are the princes thereof. You're going to have multitudes of leaders leading you if you can't obey the simple commands that God gives us in society.
It's kind of like this. Policy follows law. Law doesn't follow policy. And if you don't want to listen to God's 10 commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments through policy.
That's right.
Do you get that? I hope so.
Winthrop said you either have to obey a word or you will obey a bayonet.
That's right.
Force.
Or the word of God.
That's right.
Amen.
And that's what he's talking about, the word. That's right.
Yeah.
The word of God. Either God's 10 commandments or man's 10,000 commandments. We understand where virtue comes from. Your source, folks, is in your self-government. If you don't have self-government, you can have all the government in the world you want. Just like you can take the Constitution of the United States, bring it to hell, and try to create a revival. It's not going to happen. They're bad people. And if we aren't good people, if we aren't virtuous people, it doesn't matter what our governing document is, it won't keep us free. It won't secure our liberties.
It's
all up to our goodness.
Let me say what the father of our Constitution, James Madison, rightly said. He said, if men were angels, no government would be necessary. Mm-hmm. If angels were to govern men, neither eternal nor internal controls on government would be necessary. In framing a government which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, oblige it to control itself. Folks, we're going to come back talking about another child molestation situation in Syracuse. Things are getting out of hand, folks. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-996.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness. Just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. So grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. First of all, folks, I want to give a good shout-out and a big shout-out to Alcoa, Tennessee, 1470 AM. Folks, if you're listening to us from Tennessee, give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. It's good to hear that people in Tennessee are listening. We get calls from Tennessee quite a bit. But, folks, I want to jump to a topic real quick because we only have 1 hour on this show every day. For those that didn't know, and I really hate to say this to hurt anybody's feelings, I don't say that to condescend Barney Frank, but you guys, Barney Frank's almost done. He's almost to the point of resigning now.
Oh.
Folks, I don't know if you understand too, and President Obama
there's
nobody like him, and Congress isn't going to be the same without him, and I just want to reiterate what he's saying. You're exactly right. Congress will not be the same without him. Barney Frank, his name was brought up on a child pedophile ring investigation back in the early 90s. Barney Frank also admitted that he was hosting an individual, one of his roommates, for a gay prostitution ring out of his apartment in 1989. This is common knowledge, folks.
And using congressional immunity to get rid of their parking tickets as well.
He's a pretty upright kind of a guy.
Oh, goodness, yes. Great lawmaker. He's the kind of guy you want.
For all those that didn't want to hear Barney Frank is leaving Congress, I just wanted to let you know.
And, forget about the housing
again,
crisis.
If our producer was on top of it right now, she'd have a big, party going on behind us, but she's not paying attention.
There is a party going on right now.
There
with
is.
The Sons of Liberty.
Absolutely.
Barney Frank is leaving.
Amen. If you'd like to go ahead and change that sound bite, you can go ahead and change it. We've been using that one for 5 years.
It's the same party as...
yeah. Excuse me, folks. Syracuse Fire's coach accused of child molestation as new revelations and third accuser emerge. Folks, what is going on? It's not Jerry Sandusky. It's the coach from The Blaze. This came out of the Blaze of Associated Press. Listen to what this has to say. Syracuse University fired associate head basketball coach Bernie Fine on Sunday in the wake of an investigation of child molestation allegations against him. Remember what I told you last week, folks, when we were talking about Jerry Sandusky? Yeah. What they would do is begin to vilify the victims. Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting now that Jerry Sandusky's family members are now coming forth?
Yeah.
Now he's blaming the family as well, and he's calling all the other allegations simple allegations.
Yeah, family disputes, you know, things like that happen. You know,
I mean, that's normal. I mean, I guess that's the thing.
Abuse. I mean, that's a family.
Or your grandchild.
Right?
I mean, that's normal.
Of course, Hey, grandpa molested me. That's my complaint. That's my family dispute.
They're mad at me for something.
Exactly.
I mean, I know people when they get mad at each other, they just start throwing allegations
card?
Like that. Yeah. Isn't that normal?
Oh, of course it is.
I mean, you
hear about it all the time.
I think the bottom line is it's a pretty serious allegation, and if you make an allegation without truth, that's exactly right. You can get in a lot of trouble for bringing forth those allegations. So in saying that, back to Syracuse and this head coach, Mr. Bernie Fine, the 65-year-old Fine was in his 36th season at his alma mater. He had the longest active streak of consecutive seasons at one school amongst assistant coaches in Division I. Fine's firing comes in the wake of new revelations Sunday, including a third accuser. Syracuse had placed Fine on paid administrative leave when accusations first surfaced. Mm-hmm. See what's happening, folks? The more they stand against this, the more those that have been abused, it emboldens them to come forth.
And good for
them. And I praise God for that. That's exactly right. Let me go on. A third accuser, Zach Tomaselli, 23 of Lewiston, Maine, said Sunday that he told police that Fine molested him in 2002 in a Pittsburgh hotel room. He said Fine touched him multiple times in that one incident. Two former Syracuse ball boys were the first to accuse Fine, who has called the allegations patently false. Let me say it again, patently false. Boy, I'm just trying to. Let's go get Joe.
Let's go get the coach.
Let's just go after him. Bobby Davis, now 39, told ESPN that Fine molested him beginning in 1984, that the sexual contact continued until he was around 27. A ball boy for 6 years, Davis told ESPN that the abuse occurred at Fine's home, at Syracuse basketball facilities, and on team road trips, including the 1987 Final Four. Wow, I guess that's what the basketball facilities are for. If it's not Sandusky, then it's Mr. Fine here.
Mm-hmm. And then notice it was in Pittsburgh, too, that one time. I mean, do you think there's any common ground here with
correlation?
Any of this stuff?
Or what about just, what was it, a week and a half ago, we heard about an individual getting blamed out of South Carolina for doing the same thing? Folks, this is all across the board.
Mm-hmm.
You need to look into the Boy Scouts. You need to look into Big Brothers. You need to look into these charities where they look out for the poor. Because I guarantee you where they're looking out for the poor, and again, not every given situation, but I would go so far as to say 7 times out of 10, you're going to find abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And easy, hands down. This is what they lay for.
That's right. And this is what they set up these organizations for, and that's the importance of rooting this out. Listen, folks, we're not going to be able to reconcile in a young person. That's why so many victims are coming forth. You can't reconcile being abused, being the victim of abuse. You can't do it emotionally. You can't do it physically unless justice is brought forth. You're condemning that person to a condemnation, to live in that condemnation, that hell cell, if you will, for the rest of their lives until justice is brought forth. This is time right now in our country, and I believe it's absolutely happening, and even in the press, when we put down the idolatry of sports and put it above justice. Right now is the time for justice to shine. This is where things are made right. This is where conversion happens in our country. If we truly want liberty, then justice has to be at the top of our priority list. Because, again, it says in the Bible, they that forsake the law praise the wicked. Well, if we praise the wicked and we forsake the law, and then our lawmakers, such as, i.e., Barney Franks, and what he's clearly done...
Wasn't he a part of... Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's not exclude the housing cabal.
I mean, they think just like us.
Of course,
I mean,
of course.
Normal
they're definitely
guys.
American.
They're they give the definition to the word reprobate.
Yeah.
What they do.
And in reprobate, and in being reprobate, it's lacking of judgment. Folks, I remember reading through Psalms a number of times where David would say, "Judge my cause, O Lord," or "Judge me, O Lord." The only person that's going to say that is an innocent person. Why? Because justice comes to his aid. If justice does not come to your aid, it's because you're guilty. And guilty people fear justice. That's why they call these things allegations, or these are petty little things, or all these stupid little kids don't know what they're imagining things. Baloney! You're busted, plain and simple. And, folks, I just praise God for the fact that his mercy comes through justice. Now, it's our job to deal with it.
To establish righteousness. Amen.
And it's our job to deal with it. That's right. As a matter of fact, if you go to the next verse in Proverbs 28, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Why? Because when righteous are in authority, they are doing right, which is going to get us to this premise. There's two parties right now, folks, and it's in both parties. This justice must happen. A clean sweep must go through both parties. What I've seen recently is what you good people of America have stood up and said, enough is enough. And I'm talking about different rallies like the Tea Party rallies, people just getting involved, where mothers come to these rallies with, you know, five kids, they're homeschooling their kids, they're doing all they can for liberty,
yeah.
Where fathers who are good, godly Christian men are stepping up to the plate, and they're getting ridiculed for it. I saw it happen in our own caucuses. But as a result of what you did, we put new people in office recently, federally and statewide in a lot of your states. In our state, for example, there's two people that I know right now in the state of Minnesota, Amy Koch and also the gentleman Kurt Zellers. They're both speakers in each respective houses, Senate and the House. And then you look for, okay, the people have put them there. The people have brought the momentum, handed it on a platter for them. And they take credit for it, and then all of a sudden, this thing happens, this fairy dust goes over their head, where they think somehow they're in position for themselves. They're a part of a new elite club, and that's exactly how they think, folks. They think they're elite.
It's a demigod attitude, and we've seen this several times, Jake. I gave a prayer back in May of 2011 where we had actually knew an individual that used to be on the radio with us, and he was on a radio program about an hour before we would get on live. And he was a really cool guy, and he still really is a cool guy. But when he got into office, the day before he got into office, he was different than the day after he got into office.
Same person.
He acted as if he was there for the people to work for him rather than for him to work for the people.
Yeah, he was a gift, right?
It was that quick.
Yeah.
And it was scary. It was like, I said to Jake, I said, did you see that dude over there? It's like, is that the same guy that I used to know? Because that's not the same guy that's standing there right now. And they had the rock star attitude when they even went into the rotunda.
So instead of serving the people, they've now become a gift for the people. And knowing full the day before that it wasn't without those people, they would not be where they're at.
And they can be a gift if it's set for righteousness for the people.
That's right.
And it can be a godsend, and it can be a blessing for them. One of the things that you were talking about right before you began to hit that topic was justice and judgment. And that's exactly right. By the way, that's the very habitation of God's throne, Psalm 97. But listen to the beginning of the preamble of the Constitution of the United States. It says, we the people of the United States, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Now, I didn't say a perfect division.
That's right.
He said a perfect union by establishing justice. And so justice is the guardian of liberty, and that's why that's established over the top of the Supreme Court building.
And it's a fixed standard. It does not change. It's not arbitrary. It's not based on what party system you're in and your interpretation. It has to be fixed. From there, we can move forward, because if we want fixed liberties, then we need to have fixed law, and the only way you're going to have that is when justice is present.
We're going to come back right after this break, and Jake's going to kick off the ACLU piece, American Civil Liberties Union. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, one more shout-out. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Love it when you're part of the show.
And to that, actually, I wanted to ask a question for all you folks, and hopefully you can give us the answer here. When presidents are sworn in, what is their left hand on while they are giving their oath? And this is important, especially in the context of what we're going to be talking about next. So when presidents are sworn in, what is their left hand on while they give their oath? And just an FYI, George Washington actually started that tradition. It's not mandatory, but it's something that every president has followed afterwards.
And he actually kissed it when he was done.
That's right. Yeah. And then they went to church. 877-807-9977.
Well, what do they get?
When our presidents are sworn in, they get the opportunity to speak on national radio. And, of course, every time you call the Sons of Liberty, we always have a gift for you.
Okay, cool.
So we're definitely encouraged by your calling, and we want you to be supplied with ammunition to get out there in the battlefield of liberty.
Right before the break, we began to talk about ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. Now, I know, folks, for those that did not know, American Civil Liberties Union, the actual conception of it, the inception of it, is wickedness. Yeah. Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, said the end of the ACLU is communism. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, you'll see them do something good. And this in particular, this topic that Jake's going to hit on, yeah, is one of those topics. Isn't it weird? And Jake, when you're done with that, will you explain to the people about how they try to work against the law, mm-hmm, as they try to magnify the law? It's, yeah, like holding truth and unrighteousness. That's, you right, can't do that.
That's right. And okay, that's part of, and folks, there's a on the front page of GCN, on Genesis Communication Network, there's an article that I actually wrote regarding this topic. But the ACLU has identified, there's two main writers to this legislation. It was drafted in secret while you were at Thanksgiving, the day after. Carl Levin was a Democrat from Michigan, and John McCain, Anybody heard of that guy before?
Yeah, he's a good guy, isn't he?
Oh, wonderful guy. He's a veteran, everything. He loves liberty.
As Songbird McCain, I think they call him. Yeah.
He has a lot of information to share with people.
He sure does.
Unfortunately,
even when he's fraternizing with the enemy.
Our enemies. John McCain, he's a Republican of Arizona, so you have bipartisanship on this particular bill. And this bill, this is what Lindsey Graham said. He's a Republican of South Carolina. Explain that the bill will basically say, in law, for the first time, that the homeland is part of the battlefield. Now, what happens is if you're in a war and say somebody's coming out, let's say we're at war with Iran or somebody, and they've got a uniform on and they come after the United States, we get them, we capture them, we throw them in jail. We don't bring them to a judge. We're in war, man.
Mm-hmm.
And so what people do, what tyrants do, is they identify, when do we have the most power? Well, when we're in war. That's why they was declaring war on everything.
Yeah.
War on drugs. War on pets. War on this. War on that. Mm-hmm. War on cigarettes. So that they can amass to themselves more authority. So what's happened here
now,
is
that's
first
important
time,
that you say that, Jake. It's a matter of conglomerating power,
yeah,
because when there's a war on something, if you look behind the war on whatever they're going at war with, you'll find that it's against you in one way or another.
Yeah, it's the best way to demoralize a society, because when you declare war on something, then A, you need an army. B, you're going to need finances to build up that army. And C, you're going to need what? Power, which is ultimately the end goal of all of that. They can do without the money necessarily right away, because there's always people willing to buy power.
Well, President Harrison said this best. He said, the plea of necessity, that eternal argument of all conspirators.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of interjected that a little bit. Let's take Russell really quick, Jake, with your question. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Russell. You got Bradley and Jake.
Howdy. Hey. I think that the president puts his hand on the Bible, does he not?
That's
when he swears to uphold the Constitution and be an honorable president and all that.
Russell, you're calling from Colorado. I'm glad to hear that people are thinking in Colorado. But this is the next question I have. Why is it the Bible that he puts his hand on?
Well, I mean, it's not my place to question such profound pieces of literature. I do, but I don't come up with answers I would really endorse. Between the Constitution and the Bible, the entire capacity of human nature is encompassed, the meaning of existence, the roles of the government, the nature of the sciences and the place of art, and everything that is good and decent is encompassed within these documents, basically. I mean, I mean, there are other good books out there, obviously, but these should be the two first books people are encountering in their life.
Amen.
Because they're the most important. That's what people should be reading their children when they go to sleep at night.
The bedrock.
That's right.
That was great, Russell.
It's the rock of our republic. As a matter of fact, I want to add on to that, and this was a man who educated many of our founding fathers. He said, a patriot must be a promoter of true and undefiled religion. He must oppose profanity and morality of every kind. And if he can't, if he is an enemy of God, he is an enemy to his country, John Witherspoon said.
Yeah.
He who neglects his duty to his maker will neglect his duty to his fellow man.
Yeah.
If he can't fear God. We're going to put you on hold here, Russell.
Thank you very much.
We're going to get you a gift. Thank you very much for your call. But that's exactly right. But the point I want to bring up is they put their hand on the Bible. In other words, their covenant isn't before them and man, although it is.
Mm.
But that's not the finality of it.
That's secondary to God.
That's right.
Yes.
Because God entrusted them. And this is why if you step into office, you can't be a demigod, because you know that you're just a servant of God to the people.
That's right.
Just as Christ was when he laid down his life for the people.
Well, let me explain that. You can't rightly love man until you wholly love God.
You can't. It's impossible. You're
totally
right. There's always going to be a selfish motive involved.
That's right.
And folks, if you swear to uphold the Constitution, you say, so help me God, in your oath, you're putting all allegiance to the God first. He's the only one that's going to be able to equip you to serve the people, but he is going to be the one to keep you accountable, and we're accountable to him, and that Bible is the standard.
And back to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Senators demand the military lockup of American citizens in a battlefield.
Yep.
They define as being right outside your window.
That's right. So is this battlefield that we're talking about, again, Mr. McCain and Mr. Levin from Michigan?
Isn't that interesting? Our good buddy McCain.
That's right. He's standing for the people.
What is that guy good for? I'm just curious. Nothing.
And what is that nothing? It's important to identify that. For the very first time, as this senator said, we are talking about people can be imprisoned without charge or trial, whether you're an American citizen or not. We're saying that the battlefield could be in these United States.
Yeah.
Not over in Iraq, that's not right. In Egypt, not in Cairo, even though that's not even right.
We've been talking about this for a long time. James Madison said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy.
Yep.
The terrorists have now become white people. Mm-hmm. The terrorists have now become Tea Partiers. The terrorists have now become anybody that opposes this administration, that advocates Muslims, the supposed terrorists in our country. And I want to make a quick note to that too, Jay. It frustrates me because I can say that until I'm blue in the face, that the terrorists at length, folks, are you. Just ask Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Director, or whatever she wants to call herself. The woman's not right in her head, folks. What they do to the TSA to violate their own people, it's not right, and I'll tell you why it's not right, because when you look at these people talking about demigods, there's something wrong with them, and I'll tell you why, because it didn't take discipline to get there in the first
place. Right. That's right. They just walked in, filled out an application, they got the job. No different than somebody in McDonald's.
No.
Maybe even McDonald's has higher standards because they actually have the FDA come in and make sure that they're following certain rules.
Oh, and FDA,
and
I mean, you got to trust those guys too, right? The Food and Drug Administration.
Totally. But the TSA, there is absolutely no regulation.
Right. I want to get back to your point, but I'm trying to make a point because I'm frustrated with what you're telling me because I've been talking about this for 10 years.
Yeah.
Folks, it's going to be aimed at you.
That's right.
It's going to be aimed at you sooner or later, and now later is becoming today.
Mm-hmm.
Biden and McCain, they're the embodiment of politician.
Mm-hmm.
They're the embodiment of everything I despise completely.
Yep.
So anyways, I'll let you get back to your point.
And so in doing that, if they're the embodiment of politician, no matter what side of the fence they're on, they're all moving together one type of an agenda. But they need guys in blue and they need guys in red to push for that agenda. Otherwise, it goes nowhere. This is a prime example of it. And folks, if they are pointing at you and saying, in America, again, I encourage you to look this up, the National Defense Authorization Act bill. Now, if you just heard that, you would think, national defense, good. We're defending our
That's
nation.
That's right.
Right? And this is a good bill. Good. And, hey, McCain's on it. He's a veteran. He should know.
Take it for face value and don't look behind the curtain, America.
That's right.
That's what they're hoping that you'll do.
Get your smiling puppet out there to push the envelope, which would be, in this case, a Republican named McCain. But
why would you have your Congress and your senators trying to pass a bill to imprison you? Isn't it time to clean house, folks?
That's
what is it going to take before America stands up the 303 million ratio to the 545, which, by the way, are not all corrupt? They have less than a 9% approval rating in America, the lowest it's been, I believe, in history.
Yeah.
What is it going to take before you finally get this?
Yep. And you know, to say that, we have the lowest approval rating again. But, folks, I'd say we have the most apathy ever. Because how in the world, just like, who is it, Garfield had said, now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. How can it be any different? If we are a government of the people, then it's us that puts them there.
That's
they're a reflection of us. He said, if that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate. That's the key word. The people don't even have to be ignorant, reckless, or corrupt. But if they just tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption, that's who we're going to have to blame. The finger comes back at us.
Well, Thomas Jefferson said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be.
And isn't the greatest example of ignorance is knowing what to do but not doing it? It shows your ignorance when you don't act and you don't react. The ACLU picked this story up, and the reason that, to pick on the ACLU for a minute, the ACLU abandons God. They embrace the folly of, well, there is no God. We need to separate religion from society. We need to separate morality from our laws, which is you can't.
We need to attack our lawgiver.
Exactly.
And then we want to use the laws that work for us.
That's right.
That we agree to, which is idolatry. And then what we'll do is we'll enforce those laws.
Yeah.
But the crimes that God says are crimes, we'll try to advocate those crimes against God. And let me say it this way. Thomas Addison rightly said, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back.
Yep, so they'll embrace the God. We started at this. What do we put our hand on in the Bible as a lawmaker when we swear an oath? The Bible. That's what we put on. We acknowledge God as above, even our Constitution or our Declaration. He's the embodiment of both documents. This is what Thomas Jefferson said. The God who gave us life gave us liberty at the same time. Can these liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed the only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God? He didn't stop there. That they are not to be violated, but by his wrath. So the ACLU identifies our God-given rights and says, look at these bad guys, Republican and Democratic, it's bipartisan, they're trying to say the battlefield's in America, but yet they would forsake the very God that would give us the power to enforce laws against these wicked men.
It sounds like they might know something that we don't know. Wasn't it Mr. Roosevelt that said back in the 30s, there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first what?
Planned.
Thank you. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness. Just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satansshow.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Final segment, folks.
ACLU, and a point here is, who does the ACLU help, and how? Why do they have a multi-personality? Again, you can find it at gcnlive.com. There's a story on there about this very issue. If you look on there about us, the ACLU, what their job is to do. One thing, they say the ACLU is a nation's guardian of liberty, working daily in courts,
liberty,
legislatures, and communities to defend and preserve the individual rights and liberties that the Constitution and laws of the United States guarantee everyone in this country.
But that's face value.
And that, yeah, that's a great statement.
Yeah.
So as face value, that's what you read. But why is it that that same group constantly comes up with conclusions that are anti-Christian and anti-God.
Anti-constitutional.
That's right, because if you deny God, just as Witherspoon said, you're an enemy to your country.
Yeah.
But for some reason, they think that they can swallow that camel and that's okay, it's cool. I'll just forget God. This is who they say that they want to help. Now remember, we just got done talking about protecting your liberties, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the best way to protect liberties, actually the only way to protect liberties, is through law.
Yeah.
Through good law.
Liberty is only found in what the law permits. Charles
exactly.
D. Montesquieu, yes.
And that's the whole purpose. God put up law. It's like a fence. It's like a barrier to protect
yeah.
your rights.
Common sense.
And so the people that are lawless want to pull down your fence
that's
and your
right.
barrier. Why? So they can get at what? Your life, your liberty, your property, your wealth. It doesn't matter.
And, that's,
you
and what
it.
You're seeing in the government today is a bunch of snakes
exactly.
in Congress doing just that, doing their best to eradicate the law.
Yep. And that's what's so about this.
The
even
lawyers
this issue.
Are eradicating the law.
That's right. The lawyers that are supposed to defend.
Huh.
And the ACLU who's supposed to defend.
The price
right?
is right. Yeah.
The ACLU. Oh, wait. We're going over here. Who are some of the people that the ACLU defends? Now, if I understand it right, and I'm standing up for the law, and I'm standing up for people's liberties, then mm-hmm. I want to protect those that are innocent, those that are law-abiding, those that aren't revolutionary in their minds trying to usurp or overthrow or
Saul
contend
Linsky
with.
Student in
that's
the
right.
administration. Here.
That's right.
Yeah. Obama.
And if I'm an attorney, I'm supposed to do the same thing, too, when I get in a court of law. The ACLU also works to extend rights. This is what they say.
Rights.
Mm-hmm.
Notice the word rights.
Because if you can create, this is the important part of this paradigm, if you can create a right that didn't exist before, then you can get control of law because law must control rights.
Number one definition in Webster 1828 dictionary.
Yes, sir.
Correctness, conformity to truth or to the divine will.
Ooh, divine.
Divine.
Something about the law.
Oh,
there.
Now people think they listen to some young guys in Bangkok or something.
Bangkok.
Dude. Every time a word comes up, mm-hmm. that's all I have to do is look it up, right? Rights. Correctness, conformity to the truth, or to the divine will, which is the standard of moral rectitude.
Woo!
The Ten Commandments.
Can't
God's
get away from
moral
it.
Law. You can't.
You can't.
Never.
And you can't when you swear your oath.
And you know what? Praise God, because he's the one who gave them.
Yeah, and why Amen. Would you want to get rid of that which protects you?
Yeah.
That would be stupid.
Yeah.
Unless you're trying to take people's protection down.
Yes.
And folks, whenever
that's
there's
exactly
a war,
right.
that
that's
is,
right.
whenever there's a war on God, oh gosh, you don't have to be godly to be good. You know, you
that's
don't
bull
need
crap.
It is.
Yeah.
That should be number one when
tell,
people go after
again,
that.
Go back and tell the one that created you.
That's right.
That's how the game is played.
We don't need you.
Yeah.
No, actually, yes, you do.
Yes.
And folks, just because it doesn't happen today when you snap your fingers, it very well could. It will happen over time. That's why you have these pedophiles in colleges being busted now. I don't mean to get off topic.
You
but
just did.
Here, ACLU works to extend rights to segments of our population that have traditionally been denied their rights. Now,
why have they been denied their rights?
Exactly. If you can create a right that didn't exist before and write it into law, like the Supreme Court thinks it can do, now you must have laws to protect those new rights you just created.
Got a question for you, Dick.
Yep.
Then who becomes the law?
Exactly.
Thank you. And the one writing the law.
Yeah, or even the determination of what the law is, that's where the judges put themselves in the seat and say, there's a new right, there's a new law. And we say, okay, great. Well, how are we going to know? Well, don't worry. We'll tell you. We'll determine.
Okay.
Part of the evolutionary
a despot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give me the definition there. A ruling without any control from men. What about, isn't that the definition of tyrant, perhaps, Jake?
I
mean,
that
would be, to me, a tyrant when they become the law maker. A king is not a king unless he submits to law.
That's right.
And that law is always given by God.
Yep, Lex Rex.
Thank you. Is that who said that?
No, Samuel Rutherford, yeah.
Well, Lex Rex would be quoting Bradley Dean
right now
from the Sons of Liberty.
That's right.
All right.
Samuel Rutherford caused quite a bit of commotion, but our founders actually read that book quite a bit. Quoting the preacher, Samuel Rutherford, when he wrote the law on the prince. In other words, the prince is subject to the law, not the other way around. The prince doesn't create the law.
Why do people get weird about the law? Yeah, I don't know why, because the professing church in America has taught them since the 60s to get weird about the law.
Yeah, the law is
because
bad.
They wanted free love. Mm-hmm. A licentious love, rather than a moral love, which is the end of the law.
And so now you create rights with the ACLU, who wants to protect the rights of people of color. Okay, hey, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Women, okay. See how they slowly walk you into this? Then all of a sudden, lesbians, what? Where did that come from?
Yeah. No, they wouldn't put that on the
gay
top,
man.
Yeah.
Bisexuals, transgender people, prisoners.
Confused people.
And people with disabilities at the end. So you got this Oreo cookie of filth sandwiched in between two good things.
Is this why you have people in prison today saying that they're they're being treated unlawfully,
yeah,
and that
this is unfair. This is cruel and unusual
punishment. And they're asking, and they're actually mandating that they get their rights. That's and right. They're protesting the judges that are throwing them in jail. Yeah. Well, who's teaching them to do that?
Yeah, how about
organizations such as the ACLU?
Exactly. How about the Muslim who's in jail for murder, saying, "I'm not getting my halal meals," and this is religious discrimination. Doesn't I mean, what kind of a stupid attorney would take this guy's case? Wouldn't you scratch your head and say,
dude,
what are you in jail
there
for?
There is a lot of them. Hey, Heather, pull that down again. That
they're
Constitution.
They're willing to sell their soul.
No, they shoot. Just like you said, they strain at the gnat, mm-hmm. and they swallow the camel regardless if they want to swallow it at all.
That's right. And they think nobody's going to see that.
Totally. They walk around. I always give this analogy to my little boys. A real friend doesn't let another friend walk around with, let's say, something that came from their nose and hung on their face.
Like a booger.
No, that's right. Now, a little kid understands that, but why is it the adults don't understand it?
Don't tell them about that.
Oh, I get it. Because when they're older, then they become mature adults, and then they can become full-fledged perverts.
That's true. And maybe the ACLU will protect their rights.
Sure. Well, I mean, that's why you have pornography anyways. Mm-hmm. That's why you have the homosexuals, mm-hmm. the lesbians. You have the transgenders now.
That's right.
You have all of these other people, the atheists, the people that just hate God for mm-hmm. some reason. And, wow.
Not knowing that that's the only bulwark to their liberties. And that's
they hate
point
the
of
very
this.
One that gave up his son to die on the cross for their sins.
And
they don't understand Christianity
that's
at all.
That's right. Because of the lack of demonstration, folks, some
that's
of these
right.
people know what they're doing, but some of them need the light shine bright. Because if they have enough eyes to see that the battlefield does not belong in America, it's unconstitutional what both parties are doing right now, they need to have enough eyes to see the one who gave us the light to be able to see in the first place, that being the God of our Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created by our Creator. We're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights.
The bedrock, the Declaration of Independence. Now, one more point, Jake, with the ACLU. Yeah. Now, knowing what Roger Baldwin said yeah. at the inception of the ACLU, mm-hmm. what say you, America? The end of the ACLU is communism? Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, just a side note, lines between church and state is found
yeah.
in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution.
Yep. It's written out for you.
It's not found in ours, America, nowhere.
That's right.
But anyways, the ACLU.
Yep, the separation. And if you look at Roger Baldwin, you'll see a lot of his quotes throughout the ACLU, a lot of great quotes. But again, this is the problem, folks. What is the best lie?
Can I just kind of undercut him just a little bit?
Yeah.
The guy looks like... He looks like an old version of Herman Munster.
Ooh.
Dude, creepy looking individual.
I don't disagree with that.
I'm not trying to make fun of his person in any sense of the word, but that brother is a creepy looking dude.
You know, and he plays the part. He does it perfectly. He fulfills the part with the look. But on this ACLU, they've got enough eyes to see one portion. But here's the thing:
is the
best
Scrooge
lie?
Look like a little boy in diapers?
What is the lie? What is the best lie? It's always going to incorporate a lot of truth.
Yes.
What's the best poison for rodents?
Yeah.
It's always going to have
sugar.
a lot of good stuff
that attracts them.
Just a little bit of bad stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the best. And folks, so it's not enough to say, well, you know, they're just a little bit misled. No, they know what they're doing. And look at their end. Anytime you alienate and ostracize God from your... Anytime you do that or a man takes the Lord's name in vain, you can't
yeah.
trust that man.
Yeah. Hey, folks, you're listening to a bunch of young people here, a couple of young people, too. We're not a bunch of old men that dropped the ball and turned in the day of battle.
That's
no.
Right.
We're picking up our artillery and going forth in the day of battle because we have hope that we're going to win the day because God is faithful unto 1,000 generations. Man did not convince us, so therefore man cannot take that away from us. If God gave it to us, no devil in hell can take it away. And guess
yeah.
what, folks? No devil in hell will take it away from us.
Right.
You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty, and we're going to sing this song with you. We're going to cut the rug for you, folks. It's completely over.
Well,
hey, folks, if you want to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean on my Facebook. It's Bradleedean on my Facebook. I'm the good-looking guy, looks like Elvis Presley. A little bit younger at the time, but you know what?
Thinner.
It's me.
That's right.
My wife likes that picture.
Yes.
Anyways. Do you like that
yeah,
picture?
Drummer. Of course
yes,
I do. Promote it all day long. Our Facebook, too,
gee.
Sons of Liberty Facebook.
We are the sons.
We are the sons.
We are the sons.
Sons of Liberty.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, folks. We love you by what we do.